So the holidays can be a big adjustment for people on the autism spectrum. In this video, I'm discussing just that and some tips that may help ease this holiday and crazy period. All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Ask Me World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos on this type of content. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more, remember to hit that subscribe button by clicking the notification bell down below. If you're watching on Facebook, make sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to give this account a follow for more videos just like this one. Okay guys, what is going on? Welcome back guys, different thinkers where we think differently daily. What is going on? It's good to have you all here. Whew, it's getting close to Christmas, and around this time there's a lot of issues going on because, well, let's just face it, loads of people have issues this time of year because it's busy, it's anxiety ridden, there's loads of things going on. But more importantly, people in the autism community and people on the autism spectrum will have greater issues around this time of year, and we're getting into all of that right now. Guys, if you haven't already, make sure to go and download my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book from autismhacks.net. If you do that right now, it'd be super awesome. So, you know, let's just think about this in perspective. The COVID-19 pandemic, and the Christmas period together is just gonna increase stress levels for children on the autism spectrum. It's just a given. So it's kind of like, you know, this time of year can be stressful anyway. You've got, like, you know, family coming around, you've got change, there's no school, the weather gets really depressing, there may be loads of stormy weather, you're gonna have different foods because it's Christmas time, you know, things change, you don't have your weekly shops close down, everything kind of slows down for Christmas period, you get presents, there's a tree in the house, there's decorations, there's a whole load of things that can happen. There's a lot of change for children on the autism spectrum. It can be quite difficult, and for people in general on the autism spectrum, this could be quite difficult and difficult change to deal with. And you know, change is, it usually happens time of year anyway, but if you think about change this time of year and this year with the global pandemic, the change that you're typically used to won't be something that will happen. So you got to think that not seeing certain family members, not going to certain places, you know, all of this stuff is going to be super difficult, because if you are an autistic person or a person, who has an autistic child, and that child is used to kind of seeing people, you know, at Christmas this time with whatever, you know, and then they get into a routine that when Christmas comes in, we do the same thing, we get the same decorations down, we go to the stores the same as blah, blah, blah. But now, you know, we have masks, people can't go to stores, and family members are not going to be coming around because, you know, we're all supposed to be, you know, socially distant and all of that jazz. So, in terms of helping your loved one through this period, or if you're a person on the spectrum yourself and you want kind of like a little bit of help here, what I suggest doing is think about creating visual calendars with activities, what will happen, when they'll happen. So clearly communicating, you know, the challenges that are presented with a person with autism is basically, you know, not knowing your routine properly. But if you plan out your entire holiday period, it could be you planning out, you know, Christmas week or the week before Christmas, because typically things only close down, I think you're looking at 5 days of maybe like complete and utter chaos of, like, you know, upset routine chaos. I mean, it's very sleepy because everyone's in the house watching movies, eating food and playing with presents and all that kind of stuff. But in terms of where you lie with this, I would make a planner for this for Christmas time. So like a daily chats planner. Now, these daily chats planners, you can build these yourself. You know, you can use a whiteboard, you can use paper, you can print one out. I actually have some available, and I'll link them down below. I have some available on my website for sale, but also you get them free if you're part of my Level Up Autism membership group. So if you're subscribed to my membership site at levelupautism.net, then you'll just go to the download section and then click download file, and you can download these files. If you're not on my Level Up Autism group membership subscription, then definitely check it out. Highly awesome. There's coaching content in there. I do live coaching twice a month in there with you, and there's also monthly courses and other kind of materials dropping in there as well per month, which is pretty cool. But getting back to it, when you have a visual planner and you have that on your wall or somewhere in your house where you can set it up so it can be visually accessible, then it's easier and clearer to mark on there, okay, today we're doing this and then tomorrow we're doing that. And so it gets them kind of used to it, and you get yourself used to seeing these things in a certain fashion that you will be kind of, you'll be able to relate to, and you'll be able to see it and really visualize it and go, okay, I know what I'm doing today, rather than kind of like, you know, running around in the dark, not knowing what you're doing, bumping into each other, and it's just all a big mess if you don't, you know. And I think it's highly valuable, especially for autistic people, to see things, you know, visual learners, visual thinkers, having all that stuff out and logically laid out. All you have to do is typically write down your plans for that week, and also make sure that you encompass maybe potentially changes in there. Like say you're planning to go somewhere to get something, but there's a potential that that may not happen. So always keep that in mind, and I think you will have some great success with that. Now, I would love to know, do you have any tips that you use around the holiday season and the Christmas period? Drop them in a comment down below so we can share this within the community. If you think this can help someone, please share it on your Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram page. And I'll see you next time, guys. Peace. Hey guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. If you haven't already, please share this with anybody and everyone who you think can get some benefit from it. And also, I know a bunch of you guys who haven't already subscribed to this podcast, but listen, so please go over and subscribe to it now so you don't miss an episode. Also, if you want to hit me up on Twitter, it's at the Aspie World, the T-H-E, Aspie, A-S-P-I-E, and then World, W-O-R-L-D, so the Aspie World. All right, guys, thanks.